Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Just as in 1 Kings, it began as a small cloud on the horizon, but in this case, 16 years of drought was coming to an end. Earlier this month, we were summoned to the office of Governor Gianforte's Special Events Coordinator, where we were told that the governor wanted to hold a prayer gathering in the Capitol Rotunda. It was like music to our ears. For 16 long years, the governors of Montana have carefully avoided any mention of God, much less holding an event to praise Him and corporately ask for His guidance and blessings. The challenge for the governor's staff was that they were running out of time. The event couldn't be held earlier in the session because of COVID restrictions, and now they're bumping up against the end of the session, which could happen as early as next week. The governor wanted it to happen. That sent the staff scrambling, but with such a narrow window, the question was, could they pull it off? The answer, as it turns out, was a resounding yes. Just as in the days of Elijah, what was a small cloud the size of a man's hand just 2 weeks ago, yesterday became a torrential downpour. The 16-year drought was over, and the Capitol Rotunda resounded with singing and praise to God. Praise that flowed through all five floors of the building, from the Secretary of State's office on one end to the governor's offices on the other. The doors opened at 7 a.m., and we were wondering if anyone would show up. Then they started coming, from as far away as Joliet and Kalispell. There were farmers and ranchers, small business owners, members of the House and Senate, statewide elected officials, and of course, the governor and lieutenant governor. No one was there to make speeches, and there was no political grandstanding. Everyone gathered on a level playing field to acknowledge the power and presence of the one who was, and who is, and who is to come. The event was led by Pastor Steve Bostrom, the Senate chaplain, who called people forward one by one to pray for certain areas of concern. A legislator prayed for veterans and first responders. The Secretary of State prayed for our government and elected officials. A mom from Buffalo prayed for families and marriages. And a senator from Billings prayed for finances and the economy. All of the prayers were timely, powerful, and humble. Everyone acknowledged God's sovereignty, justice, grace, and mercy. And this was not one of those events where the governor sits on the sidelines as a figurehead or casual observer. Toward the end of the ceremony, both Governor Gianforte and Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris stood up to pray. The governor prayed for lawmakers, both state and federal, and for the president and members of Congress, that they would listen to God's will and unify our country. He then went on to quote Philippians 3:20, which says, "Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." It was a good reminder. Although we're citizens of Montana, our ultimate citizenship is in heaven, where the King of Kings rules and reigns. The final person to pray was Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, a person who shares her faith openly and who is constantly reminding me to pray for God's strength and direction. As I said, it was as though a drought was over and we were standing in a refreshing downpour. It was a good time for this jaded lobbyist to see lawmakers humbling themselves before God. The final piece of music was more of a prayer than a song. As the crowd sang God Bless America, it was as though each person was actually asking God to bless our nation through the night with His light from above. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.